from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just talk about the Mets for a moment, because they start a pretty important series tonight in Arizona. We talked about them not getting any help. I'm not assuming they're going to get any help the rest of the way. It's going to be a fight for them in an uphill climb. I don't think it's impossible, but I said yesterday my confidence level in them getting to the postseason right now is sitting at around a 5 on a scale of 1 to 10.
And that was on the high side compared to the in-house Met fans that we had here. One was a 4, one was a 3. Fleeks
was a 1. Was a 1. And the reason why I am as high as that, and that's not even a high number, is the fact that we've seen bigger deficits than 3 in a month, for sure. 3 you can make up if things break right. You can make them up in 5 days. I'm not anticipating that. But I do think this team has at least shown us the ability to get on a stretch of winnable or winning baseball. And I think if they've got one more run left in them, that it's possible. I don't know at this point that I expect it any longer, only because I actually think I would feel more comfortable if they were 3 games behind a few different teams than 3 games behind the Braves. It's that stupid Braves team that just seems to stab them in the eye every single year. And I think that's the biggest thing I have trouble coming to terms with them overtaking them, is at the end of the day, it's the damn Braves.
Yeah, and look, that's the closest team, so that's where our focus is. But here's an opportunity against another team you're chasing. I get it, they're ahead of the Braves, but you're going to play 3 against Arizona. And I know that the Diamondbacks have been hot and they've been playing good baseball, but I look at the pitching matchups, especially for these first 2 games. Like, you know, I get it's on the road. It's the defending NL champions, all that. But they're not, you know, Eduardo Rodriguez, it's his 4th start of the year. Don't really know what to make of where he's at yet. You've got this, you know, Brandon Pfaadt going. He's pitching to an ERA over 4. Same for Ryan Nelson. And the Mets have Manaea going, who's been better than I would have thought this year.
Phenomenal.
Severino has taken the ball every turn through the rotation. Has had some real solid outings. They don't have anybody listed for Thursday just yet, so I don't know what's going on there. Who am I missing? Because then they have Peterson for Friday. Who do we think, Fleeks, you know who's going to step in and make that start Thursday? Are they calling somebody up? Where
it's
are we
a
at?
TBD.
So is this going to be a McGill situation?
The report has been that McGill is expected to take
this
spot in the rotation,
spot, right?
But then there's debate. They could move Peterson up to Thursday and then slot McGill in against the White Sox.
Because they had yesterday off.
Instead of having McGill face the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Peterson's been really good. So, yeah, I mean, you're talking about facing the Diamondbacks versus the White Sox. That might make some sense. So, I mean, I think they're lined up. They go into this series, and it's hard to ask for being in a better position as far as the pitchers that they could potentially have going, who's going for Arizona. If nothing else, they should score some runs in this series.
You would like to hope so.
You know, so go find a way to take 2 out of 3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.